Philippians 1, 1-11. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the overseers and deacons. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defence and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. The churches of Philippi and Thessalonica are in many senses the model churches of the New Testament. Paul wrote of them in 2 Corinthians that, in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. 8:2. So we might say of the church in Philippi that it is a gem of a church, a showcase church. Paul identifies one or two issues in this church that need to be dealt with, and we shall come to them later. But for now, even in the opening 11 verses of his letter, we can see that Paul regards the church in Philippi as a model church, on track with God. He is full of thanks for them in verse 3, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, and expresses a steady confidence about them in verse 6, I am sure of this. Paul writes to all the Christians in Philippi, expressing his joy and gratitude for every one of them. Verse 1, to all the saints. Verses 3 to 4, always in every prayer of mine for you all. Verse 7, it is right for me to feel this way about you all. Verse 7, you are all partakers with me. Verse 8, God is my witness how I yearn for you all. So here is a gloriously refreshing church where everyone appears to be going well. If this were a report at a shareholders' meeting, we might be asking ourselves whether the chairman really has got this right. Is something being hidden? It seems too good to be true. If this were an assessment of an athlete, we might be asking ourselves whether there has been some performance-enhancing substance in the diet. And if this were an end-of-term report, we might be asking ourselves if the teacher had got the right child. I was at a parents' evening recently where another parent told me that he had just listened with some amazement to the most glowing report he had ever heard in his life. It was only towards the end of the session with the teacher that they both realised that it was not his child the teacher was speaking about. However, there's no doubting that Paul has the right church. This is Philippi. Perched on the edge of southern Greece, it was the first city to hear the Christian message in mainland Europe. Paul is writing to all the Christians there. The word saint in the Bible refers to any Christian person. He specifically mentions all the leaders or overseers of the church.